USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Investigators are working to determine how 8 people died in a crush of fans at a Houston music festival. Families mourning the dead as concertgoers recounting the horror and confusion of being trapped in the crowd so tightly they couldn't breathe.
It didn't take long for the first lawsuit to be filed following a Texas tragedy on Friday night when the AstroWorld crowd surge in Houston left 8 people dead and at least 300 people injured. One of the injured, Manuel Souza, filing the lawsuit saying that what happened on Friday night was a predictable tragedy that he calls the result of a motivation for profit at the expense of concertgoers' health and safety. The lawsuit seeking at least $1 million in damages. In the New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A makeshift memorial has formed outside NRG Park. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
2 lawsuits have been filed after a stampede at the AstroWorld Festival in Houston left 8 people dead. One suit names rappers Travis Scott and Drake for, quote, inciting the crowd. Concert promoter Live Nation, also named in the suit, filed on behalf of one of the victims. Another victim is suing Scott as well as the organizers.
Scott posting on Twitter that he was, quote, absolutely devastated by what happened and said his prayers are going out to the families and all those who have been impacted by that tragedy. There are unconfirmed reports that the stampede may have begun when people panicked at some suggestion that someone had a syringe in the crowd that they were injecting something into people with.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes from our New England Bureau. 4 astronauts from the U.S., France, and Japan will have to wait a little longer after a 6-month journey to the International Space Station, highwayed off the Florida coast, delaying their return until at least Monday. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of a gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden will visit the Port of Baltimore this week to promote the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, according to the White House.
President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed Congress's passage of his $1 trillion infrastructure package as a monumental step forward for the nation after fractious fellow Democrats resolved a months-long standoff in the ranks to seal the deal.
Finally, Infrastructure Week. I'm so happy to say that.
The House passed the measure 228 to 206 late Friday, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. The climate change funding included in the infrastructure bill points to an agenda that is wrapped in dollar bills that will do nothing to lower fuel costs and very little to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Mark Meadows said on Newsmax,
It's not going to be for roads and bridges. I mean, less than 15% of this bill actually was going for roads and bridges. And so when you start seeing trillions of dollars being spent, it's really for leftist policy that 13 Republicans embraced, and shame on them for doing it.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Monday's the day for the implementation of the vaccine requirement for anyone going to a shopping mall, theater, gym, or nail salon in Los Angeles. City Council voting for the ordinance last month requiring people 12 and older to be fully vaccinated to enter indoor public spaces. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.